Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 24th of April 2018, and this is the 790th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just come back from my second stint at the cafe. I came home this morning after the quiz and found a gathering, a gang, a crowd, a few, a knot of men in high-vis jackets outside my gate, and they had rolls of cable and all sorts of things. And had blocked off my driveway with red witches' hats. And I had completely forgotten that the electricity was going to be cut off. And they were doing major work at the end of my drive. And that, so I hadn't recharged anything, and it was cold this morning, so no heating and no kettle to warm up for a hot drink. But it didn't matter very much. I was going to have a massage this morning. I haven't had a massage for at least a year. But I was rung up by someone who said that this woman had come, a German woman had come over and had a fantastic ability, and she would be happy to see me if I wanted to be seen. So I thought I could just have a little extension of my birthday today and accept. It was and a friend drove me to the place and drove me back. The same couple who had told me about this person. So I had a massage this morning that lasted for 2.5 hours, and very interesting, different technique. And I certainly feel pretty good at the moment, but totally zonked out. When I returned from the massage, the men at the front had got themselves into a much more complicated situation with, there were alarms going off in houses, and this big roll of cable that was about chest height to me had been unravelled and was actually kind of knotted around my gate, and there was a cherry picker immediately above my gate, and a truck and various people standing on the pole. So it took a little while to get the whole system to stop for long enough for me to come back home, and then I kind of wondered what to do, because most of my contraptions were flat. My first instinct was to go back to the cafe immediately, but I couldn't bear the idea of asking them all to stop again, so I didn't do that. I had a bit of a nap, which I think was a good thing, although I feel as if I could do with another one. I really feel quite zonked. So I had been itching for a hot drink, having had a cold sandwich. I did eventually go back to the cafe to do some work and realised I'd ordered an iced coffee. So that was a bit silly. But anyway, I've just started doing some writing again. I know I'm not writing the right thing, but it has been lovely doing the writing and has oiled my wheels a bit for Writer's Cave tonight. I have become a bit confused with the time changes at the moment, or at least I have forgotten the implications of the time change. My evenings have become much more complicated, and as I juggle my commitments here in my time and my commitments in European time, which have obviously changed by 2 hours, so they all get a bit messed up. And it means tonight that I'm going to have to miss most of my lovely monthly Hexenschuss writing group chat. It's a really sustaining group of writing friends, and a lot of things going on in a lot of our lives at the moment. So I shall be really sorry to miss that, but I've actually got a couple of people coming to cave at my place at the same time. So, c'est la vie. I should be able to more clearly change something for next time so that I'm not in that situation. My house at the moment is now in need of clearing for this evening. I feel as if I've got my birthday is in evidence around me. And I think it's not so much wrappings and things, but the the lack of times between. Yesterday evening, I thought I was going to be just kind of settling down, and sorting myself out a bit. I didn't do my planning on Sunday night, or I didn't get far enough with it. I thought I would be sitting down and planning and really sorting myself out. But I had a call from my brother. And it was lovely, but we talked for a very long time, and so I didn't get to do any clearing up or planning. And now it's here, now it's all in front of me, so I think I'm going to have to go to the clearing up stage before going to the planning. Tomorrow is a public holiday, and it feels like a lovely midweek breathing space. I hope to go for a walk and just gently potter, just gently come back into myself. I wonder what your day has been like today, whether you have been able to expand or withdraw, whether you're pottering on an even sort of keel at the moment. That's a very bad metaphor. I don't think you potter on a keel. Keep to an even keel. And that you can take in what's around you, that you've got time to eat the roses on your way to wherever you're going. I am going to end this podcast now. I'm just turning around in my space. I do feel really completely out of it, but it's interesting that although I feel sort of in this odd cloud, that the writing was flowing quite well at the cafe. So maybe it's just my logical mind that has disappeared a little. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.